Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 95, AI songs. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context. So if you know me, you're welcome here, but you also don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested. Not going to try to hard sell you on this. If you don't know me, hi. I'm not. Okay. Well, you know, you can listen to. You might be missing some context. If this is your first update, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those are going to bring you up to date up to the end of 2023. I'll be doing the year-end update in less than a month now. Probably around episode 104 to cover 2024. But if you really want to know what happened between the end of 2023 and now, you can dip in, dip out. But don't listen to all the episodes. Don't do that to yourself. I did not record them with the intention of people going through and listening to all of them. Subscribe, listen to them as they come. But do not binge them. That's that way lies madness. I am still a week behind on these updates. I think 2 weeks technically now, unless I crank another one out by the end of this week, which looks doubtful as I'm recording this on Wednesday and I have to leave the house early on Friday. Okay. I'm going to start with the updates, and in the middle there's going to be a song. So YTG updates. Had the first meeting for interference last Friday. Very disorganized. That was my fault. But it was, I don't know, too early to sort of put organizational stuff on this. We don't have dates. We don't actually even know exactly who's going to be involved and how. And yeah. But the reason I had to leave the house early on Friday before Nerd Night and haul all my gear to Nakameguro is because we're doing a studio visit to Barbara's studio, where she has a lot of the art related to this project. So I'll be able to report on that hopefully beginning of next week. Nerd Night update. The next Nerd Night show is this Friday, as I have alluded to. So when you're hearing this, about less than 24 hours probably until Nerd Night starts. You can find out about that at tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night spelled N-I-T-E, of course. This is where I'm going to put in the song, and then we'll talk about that.
Hey, you're invited. The party is inside. December 13 is...
It's Andrew's birthday. Come to Nerd Night. It's Andrew's birthday.
Before the big 5-0, going to survive it, nobody knows. Is there gonna be cake? Is there gonna be a toast? No mother huck, he's got a Nerd Night to host. What is Nerd Night? Why you gotta ask? It's the thing every month that he's busting his ass for. Two people come and give educating talk. Something like Stardust, music, or Cowbox.
It's Andrew's birthday.
Come to Nerd Night.
It's Andrew's birthday.
Time, y'all. So what talks are going on this Friday night?
Where?
At Nerd Night. Keep up. All right. Renato Ferrarusca's got a mouthful of a name. He'll be talking giant robots. Yeah, robots are his game. Astro Boy, Gigantor, Gundam, and the rest. Wait, is it Gundam Power Armor? That will surely be addressed. This talk will be intense, fascinating, and exotic. So come and join the party. Let's get down and get erotic.
It's Andrew's birthday.
Come to Nerd Night.
It's Andrew's birthday.
Times, y'all. Now I said there was 2 speakers, but I only mentioned one. Well, hang on, you're under things, cause flight done. The second speaker of the night is ripped. He don't deny it, it's the truth. He resembles John Cena on a diet. Chrisman Loomis is his handle, he'll talk about longevity. And if you should eat kale or live things that I have any, or do 1,000 push-ups or run down a tower while we all sit and listen and drink a whiskey sour.
It's Andrew's birthday. Come to Nerd Night. It's Andrew's birthday. Treat your friend right. Yeah. You can join online. If your pants are ripped. Or you can join in person. If your abs are ripped. We have no fear. But they taught y'all. HTTPS to Keo. NerdNight.com is where you got to go. Get your tickets now, fools. Don't be slow. Now I'm going to rattle off the time so that you know. 7 a.m. Eastern, 2000 JST. 11 a.m. Greenwich, 3 a.m. in PST. Sorry, guys. It's Andrew's birthday. Come to Nerd Night. It's Andrew's birthday. Treat your friend right. Yeah. You can join online. Broadcast it live. Or you can join in person. We'll see where you arrive. You have no fear. Yeah.
Okay. So that's that. Yeah. So what happened there? What's that all about? Obviously, that wasn't me singing. I did write the lyrics for that song, but I did not write the music and I did not sing it. In fact, nobody wrote the music or sang it. I was introduced this week to the platform Suno.com. Thank you, Peter Kambasis, which is an AI songwriting platform. And you can generate even the lyrics if you want. But the idea is you put in the type of song you want. Like, so if you weren't generating the lyrics, you'd put in what the song's about, the themes, that kind of thing. Then you'd write what kind of style. And yeah, so in my case, I did write in the lyrics and then I picked a style, which in this case I called it classic hip hop. And I know you also specify whether you want a male or female vocalist. And unfortunately, it's not smart enough to switch between them. I had notes in my lyrics. It's smart enough to read like intro, chorus, verse, but and not actually say them out loud. But it does do some weird things. Like I wrote out Tokyo, and it comes out Tokyo. and so you put that in, it creates two versions that are sort of quite different. Like they're still within the whatever musical genre you've described, but they're different. And then I actually tried doing two different, sort of generating two different versions from the one of the two that I liked the most, but neither of those came out very, very good. It's almost like by feeding it the original and trying to sort of remaster it, it kind of, it's like signal to noise thing. It's like when you photocopy something, there's like an analog degradation to it. And it started messing up the words a little bit. More than it already had. Like if you go listen to it again, it actually messes up some of the words. It messes up some of the phrasing. It's pretty subtle. It's really good sort of for this kind of thing, for sort of just comedy songs. It's hard sometimes to make the vocals clear enough. It really doesn't. I initially tried it with some serious songs. I put some of my poetry in and it doesn't work as well because it's an AI. It defers to sort of, even when you give it a genre that's not poppy, it defers to the poppiest version of that genre. And also the voices are really like, you can't get like an old man sounding voice. You can only get there's a few sort of younger dudes. The voices are all kind of samey. So yeah, that's what I noticed about it. Now, I'm not sure about this. I stopped using like AI image generators, although just because this episode is entitled AI songs or AI song or whatever I called it, I'll probably use an AI generated image for this episode just to have the weirdness that I'm looking for. But yeah, I haven't been doing that because while I don't believe they're necessarily exactly plagiarism machines, and I think that art is like mashing things together, I am sort of concerned. I'm actually more concerned about how much, like how, what the resources that they use. So, yeah, this is interesting. This company doesn't say where they source their music from, whether it's copyrighted material or not. So that's kind of tricky. I'm kind of like, about this, but it does mean I can produce songs really, really fast. Cause for me, the part that takes the longest is not even like writing the music, but producing the music. I don't have musicians that I can work with on the regular, so I do it myself. And if it's not guitar, it's super slow. And even if it is guitar, I'm not such a gifted musician. So it does allow me to sort of get my ideas out, although I don't have like a lot of control. Like I can't. It's the same thing when you do anything with AI, it's really hard to tweak it, right? You can get it to spit something out, but then you can't do much to tweak it. It's kind of too dumb. But yeah, and it's really bad with things like phrasing. So I put the poem I did at the beginning of an episode a while ago, I was one of those who loved you. And it does not handle weird phrasing well. So that poem goes, I'm one of those who loved you. Did you ever really know? I told you many times, but you had ways of being slow. Witted, maybe on purpose. So witted is at the beginning of the following line because slow is rhyming with no. And it couldn't figure out that that's what I was doing. It actually intuited a lot of other phrasing, but stuff like that, I think you'd have to trick it into saying it properly. Anyway, like I said, it works for funny stuff as long as you can keep the vocal lines clear, which that can be a struggle. Anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to talk about that. All right. So there's my little song. So I hope if you're listening to this, you'll join me for Nerd Night on Friday, even if that has to be online. Go check it out. The link will be in the show notes. Photography. I am still waiting on final choices from the corporate client. If they haven't got those to me by next week, I will bill them for the editing work I did after I billed them for the last stuff, which is not that much. It's about like $350, but I'm not going to just let it run, right? Because if they decide that, in the end, they can't choose any of them and they don't want my services, I want to make sure they've paid for the work that I've done, for the work that I did in between there. I don't want that to just sort of disappear. All right. Yesterday updates, no updates. I am still waiting on Anna to get back to me. Sustainability project, still going to rewrite that. I've kind of been dicking around with other stuff. Mostly, which is my last update, I started my project management training. I think I said last week, because of Black Friday, it was such a discount that I got it then, and I've started doing it. And I'm in the awful, like, this is the problem with things like this, that there's stuff in the sort of introductory unit module that you don't want to miss, but there's just so much like obvious, like really simple crap that they could probably cover in about 5 minutes, but instead they drag it out over the entire module. So it's just a bit like, I have to make myself do it because I know that there's stuff in there that I need, but it's really hard to like sort of sit through the obvious stuff, right? Like there's no way to rush it. So that's one of the things I actually hated about being a real student as well, is that like I wanted to get to the stuff that I didn't know, where I'm actually getting my hands dirty and getting into things and like having to go through like introductory stuff where the problem is I don't 100% know it, but like I maybe like could 80% intuit it or 70% intuit it. Oh, just so boring. Okay. Well, anyway, I think that's it for updates. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Andrew out.